All right, it is October 23rd, 2025. As you might be able to hear, well, hopefully anyway, this recording is now in stereo. I figured out how to enable the stereo microphone. So, hopefully, and actually, let me see if I can improve the audio quality a little bit. See, on the Pixel phone, the one of the microphones is on the back of the phone. So I have flipped the phone around so that I'm holding the touchscreen facing down. So hopefully that should improve the audio quality for everyone. Hopefully at some point after I get moved out of my current location, I might be able to invest in some in-ear microphones, and then I don't have to hold anything. I can just have my recording device inside my pocket, and we can do this a lot easier. So anyway, today's topic is an interesting one, and I'm gonna talk to you guys today about AI, because the other day, actually, why am I saying the other day? It was yesterday. Yesterday, I uploaded a recording of a notebook LM summary of my first walk, where I was talking about VI access. And I got a comment to the effect of, I should probably stop uploading the AI recordings because, hold on a second, Nova, go, go. This dog really wants my attention. Anyway, I was told that I need to stop essentially doing these AI recordings because they're rather soulless and empty. And as I mentioned in the recordings before, I'm doing an AI summary of my walks because the idea is that it's going to help me speak better in future recordings, hopefully, because I tend to go off on a lot of tangents. I tend to stop in the middle of sentences. I stutter stammer a lot, and I leave out certain bits of context when I'm talking. And so the idea is that the AI, if I make any mistakes, then the AI is going to take everything I say literally. And as a result of that, if I don't clarify something correctly, the AI is going to misunderstand it, and it's going to say what it thinks is going on. And if that thing is wrong, or if it's just a little bit misleading, I can go back in and I can say, actually, what I meant was this or that, X or Y. And I uploaded it for everyone's benefit, and I realize I don't have to do that. I could keep the AI recordings private. That is something I have the capability of doing. However, I intentionally uploaded it because those things that I had to clarify, chances are if the AI doesn't understand what I was saying, then other people aren't going to understand fully what I said either. So it's important to me to make those clarifications so that my message comes across in an effective manner. So that's part of the reason that I uploaded the AI summary, is so that you all can listen to it, and if there's something that I didn't say correctly, then you're not going to be confused because I will have clarified it in the AI summary. But also, there is quite a bit of work that goes into the Notebook LM thing. I don't just upload the raw Notebook LM recording here. I put effort into the last one. I did edits to separate the two speakers from each other. And I panned them in the stereo field, put them on their own channels and stuff, which means I had to split up every time in the file when the speaker changed. I had to put in the work to split that up. I also cut out a lot of things like that to make the thing flow better. And I cut out a lot of breath sounds as well. And just anything that slowed down the flow of the recording even a little bit. Like, you guys don't need to hear the other person going, mm-hmm, uh-huh, oh, wow, all the time. So I went through the effort of just chopping those bits out because it makes it easier for the recording. It makes it easier for the AI to just get to the point that it's talking about. It took me several hours to edit it to a level that I decided was perfection. And that work wasn't done by AI. That was done by me. And obviously there were parts where I came in and I said some things and made some comments. And my comments were also made by me. That's not AI either. So it's not a situation where no human effort went into the production of the whole thing. And, you know, obviously, I don't feel like it takes away the human element of the walk at all. Because because the recordings that I make are staying up here. You guys have a choice. You can watch, you can listen to the regular recording, or you can listen to the AI summary. I always upload both. That's how it's going to stay. I'm always going to upload both. And it's never going to get to a point where I'm going to start uploading AI summaries of recordings that I haven't published up here. Plus, the other thing about the Notebook LM thing as well is that I'm using it for language practice as well. And you guys can tell me if this is something you would be interested in, but I made a Japanese version of the same notebook LM summary, and I was thinking of uploading it and sharing all the words that are used in the recording so that anybody who's interested in practicing Japanese can go and read the words, listen to the recording, and because Notebook LM is a decent tool for language acquisition practice. So I was gonna upload Japanese versions as well so that, you know, you all can practice with me. Anyway, sorry, that's our dog barking at another dog. For some reason, there's another dog that's been barking at someone or something. It's got them spooked for some reason. Anyway, yeah, I don't feel this takes away from the human element of what I'm doing at all, because, like I said, you guys have a choice and will always have a choice as to which thing you want to listen to. You can feel free to skip past all the AI recordings and just listen to the normal walk, or vice versa. If you want to, if for some reason you want to watch the, or you want to listen to the AI recording instead of me talking and droning on about things and stutter stammering my way through, I mean, hey, I would watch the regular recording. I would listen, sorry, to the regular recording. But, you know, you do you. It's your choice. And I feel like recently there's been a whole thing against AI and people who use it for any sort of thing at all. No matter how little the involvement of AI is in the actual production process of whatever it is, whatever the hell it is they're doing. And to a certain extent, I can kind of understand. It's frustrating when you get certain people that make AI covers of different things, and or they make AI songs and then they try to claim that they made it themselves and that all the effort that went into it was 100% their own, and that there was no AI involvement whatsoever. That's dishonest, that's deceitful, and I think that is absolutely wrong. People should not be using AI and passing it off as their own work. I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think it's proper. But as you notice, I never do that. I'm always completely honest in the way that I use AI. I've always been transparent in the way that I use AI. And I use AI for a lot of things. I'm a member of the audiogames.net forum. Every time I post on there nowadays, I use ChatGPT to correct spelling and grammar and to check my posts to see if it sounds a bit harsher than it needs to. And then I have the AI correct it so that my message comes across more effectively. I always use AI for making posts now. Because before, when I would write posts myself, I would tend to put my foot in my mouth and make myself look bad because I would say whatever was on my mind completely unfiltered. And now that I have a mediator in the middle, I can look at it, see what it says, and I can be like, yeah, that sounds a lot better. I think that more effectively gets my message across without making me sound like a jerk. I use AI all the time for that. I never make any posts on the forum now that doesn't use it. I've been doing that now for the last couple months, and I have no qualms about doing it, especially because I do also put in the effort to make sure that the things that it says are accurate to how I feel. So if the AI says something strange, then I have the power to veto its own suggestions within the confines of my own post. And I do that all the time. And like I said, I have no qualms about doing it. Similarly, I put my walk recordings into Notebook LM, but I still upload them here. And I still put a lot of human effort into making sure that the final recording sounds as good as it possibly can be. And because of that, I have no qualms about using AI for this purpose. And I'm going to continue to use AI for this purpose because I don't see a problem with it. And I don't think other people should be either. As long as somebody is honest about how they use something, as long as people don't use it for absolutely everything, as long as there is still human involvement, AI is a tool. AI is a useful tool, and people should never be shamed for using it. And it irritates me that there's this whole community around shaming people, naming and shaming people who use AI for anything, really. It's ridiculous. It's deceitful on the other side, because you're shaming someone for using a tool in their roster. And this mentality needs to stop, because it's gotten ridiculous at this point. I constantly talk down upon people like Mark Zuckerberg and the GitHub CEO and stuff like that for trying to say things like, oh, we need to work towards a future where humans are deemed obsolete and irrelevant, and that humans become the collaborators to AI rather than AI being a tool for humans. I constantly talk down upon people like that because I disagree. I think that AI should always remain a useful tool that you have available to you in your roster, and that you should never become an AI's sidekick. But that doesn't mean that I don't think AI in and of itself is useful, because I absolutely do. Going forward, as I say, I'm always going to use AI for the things that I use it for, but I'm also going to be fully transparent with everyone when I do it. And if people have a problem with that, well, what I would suggest is that you find another channel that doesn't use AI for anything as you request. However, I will also suffix that by saying that if you're looking for a world where people are not going to use this technology to their advantage when they need it or when they would like to use it, you're going to be in for disappointment, because we are eventually going to get to a time and age when your opinion on AI is going to be the minority opinion, and everybody is going to be using this technology to their advantage. It will eventually become commonplace, one way or another, and that's a reality that you're going to have to get used to if you want to I almost said if you want to continue living in this world, but I would hope that nobody is insane enough to off themselves over this. But I will say that choose the battles you want to fight. Choose the things that you want to concern yourself over. And realize and ask yourself, is this really as big of a deal as I make out to be? Because there, like I said, there will be a point eventually where you're not going to find anyone who's not using this tech for one thing or another. And that's the reality that you're going to have to get used to, because that the Pandora's box has been opened. That's not going to be reversed, no matter how bad people want it to be. So, but that does not mean that you should just be tolerant of people who use the technology in deceitful ways. I think that sort of thing needs to be stopped, and it can be stopped if we put in the right provisions. But don't try to kill progress entirely. Because if that's your goal, that's not going to be successful. Work towards improving the safeguards that we need in order to prevent dishonest use, and fight to push people like Mark Zuckerberg and whoever the CEO of Microsoft is, or GitHub, fight to push them out of the public eye. Fight to make their words irrelevant. Because they are corporate business people whose only desires are pure profit. And they should not be the deciding force for what gets adapted and what doesn't. Because when they become the deciding force, then they can start enacting laws that harm the people in the long term. But don't try to kill progress, because it's never going to work. Anyway, I think I've said about all I can say on this subject. And with that being said, I'm going to go inside and I'm going to edit this recording. There's some bits I need to cut out with me trying to get the dog to come back into the driveway again. So I will go in here. This was a nice walk. Oh, and I forgot to mention the weather. It's quite cool out here, kind of chilly. And it's quite nice. I think fall has officially fully kicked in now. So, yeah. With that being said, I hope you all have a fantastic day or night. And I will see you all next week.